You know, I mean, you only have seven guys active on game day. I don't know if we could have had Matt Tobin couldn't go, so it would have been graph if we had to go in another manner if we were going to keep eight up. But we just went with seven. The seven that seven were healthy, and then you lose two more. So it's what you got to do. You got to be able to battle in this league. And you know, they were playing with their backup quarterback. They lost their quarterback last week. So I mean, that's what the steal's all about. I think everybody understands going in that you know you're never going to be, probably except for maybe the first game, are you going to be at full strength, and then can you endure? And I thought, you know, they made plays when they had to, and, you know, be able to score as many points as we did with that group, I think it's a credit. And I also think Nick just stood in there today, and that's one thing, you know, I said it before about him, and I knew it because when I played against him in college, is he's just going to stand in there. He's a tough sucker. He got hit a lot today. So, you know, it's a victory. It's a division victory, so we'll take it.
When you talk about Jordan Matthews, it seemed like he was bigger part of the game plan today, or is that just how it worked out?
It's all by design in terms of how people decide to defend us, and obviously they packed the front and tried to take away LeSean, and they did a real good job. Hats off to him. But if you're going to do that, then then our wideouts have to step up and play. And I thought all those guys did a really good job today. Mac had a big day. Jordan had a big day. Coop contributed. You know, I think it's one of those deals. We have weapons at every spot. So, you know, how do you get into the individual matchups? And, you know, then the chess match was on. Sometimes they played zone. Sometimes they played man. They tried to get them with a linebacker. Cut the linebacker on Spoles one time. Cut the linebacker on Ertz one time. And you're just kind of going back and forth. But if they're going to take away like they did and try to take away your run game, then we got to make them pay through the air. And that's what happened today.
Chip, with all the reps you take in training sessions and the scenarios you prepare for, have there ever been any time when you had that combination of offensive line?
Maybe, but they're usually with the twos, you know what I mean? So they've all gotten reps, you know, that wasn't a worry. You know, Wade, obviously, the least amount just because we just got him. But they, you know, I wasn't concerned with that. It's just, you know, you're really out of sync. You know, we had to bounce, you know, make some maneuvers there and get everybody. Dennis Kelly had to move. You know, we had to do a lot of different things just because of where people had to play. But, you know, that's what you have to do.
What did you see on the sequence where Foles got hit and Peters and Baker ended up getting ejected there?
I saw... You know, I thought the first question I had was that an interception? Because it looked like it didn't look like from our angle. And then obviously, if they rule it an interception, you can't challenge it; it goes automatically. So, you know, just trying to confirm that part of it. And then the next thing I know, I saw a flag down and Nick was down. So I didn't see anything like that. And then there was a melee. I did not have a good vantage point of the whole thing.
I know you like to say to your players, play with emotion, don't let emotion play with you. But when Jason Peters reacts that way after his quarterback gets hit, I mean, can you kind of understand where players coming from?
I didn't see it, so I don't know what happened. So I just answered that question. I don't know. We were talking about the interception. So, you know, is it an interception? Is it not an interception? We can't challenge it. What was the ruling on the field? And then all of a sudden, you know, a hockey game broke out. So
the Macklin replay. On the play where he made a great catch over there. Did you see that originally? Did you think it was
And anytime it's close to the sideline, that's the first thing we're asking is in the box, what'd you guys see? And then felt like his knee was down, and one knee equals 2 feet. So, you know, got the call to confirm it, but felt like we got a shot at it, but that I can't confirm it, especially when it's on the far sideline. So every decision we made in both of those challenges today were, you know, from the booth, they confirmed it, hey, throw the flag. So,
Chip, the last time this team started 3-0, it was 2004, they went to the Super Bowl. What do you say about your group for this start, the way you guys have come from behind, and the fact that you're undefeated right now?
Well, I think a lot of our guys were 13 years old when that happened, so I'm not really concerned with that. I think we're our whole motto, when we talk about all the time, is one down, one to go. You know, we're fortunate right now to be 3-0. You know, they should, and they're entitled to feel really good about themselves tonight and tomorrow. And then we got to go to work on Tuesday. We got to take a cross country trip, and we got to go play San Francisco at San Francisco. So I don't think anybody's thinking anything past the San Francisco game because it's a really, really good opponent. So
what were they doing to kind of follow up?
They were pressing a lot of guys towards the line of scrimmage. They had a big front in there. They're obviously very, very big up front. Like we talked about it all week long. That front seven's very formidable. Both outside linebackers. They were in more base personnel than nickel. And really just pressing the line of scrimmage and really telling you that, you know, you're going to have to throw it to beat us. So that's what we had to do.
Is that what the decision to throw to Casey there to kind of seal the game?
Yeah, I mean, I think everybody saw it. We tried to run it the drive before that, and we weren't really gaining anything. So it was just, you know, my decision was just let's put the ball in Nick's hands. I thought he'd make a real good decision with it. I thought we had Coop early, but their linebacker did a great job of recognizing it and coming out and grabbing Coop. And then, you know, it was a pass run option. Does Nick get a chance to run it? You know, the only thing we were hoping we didn't get in that situation was an incomplete pass because that stops the clock. But if we get to the edge, want to get him away from everything inside. There were so many people in there. If we can get him to the edge and everybody's covered, maybe he can run for a couple yards and then get down. At least we're working the clock a little bit. But he made a big play. And James just has a unique way. It happened last year in a Green Bay game at the end of the game when we need a big play. Somehow James just kind of seems to be around when we need a big play. So that was huge for us.
I know you were worried about whether Nick had thrown an interception on that play. Did you, in that sequence, did you get any update about how he was? Did you know he was okay, that he can continue?
Yeah, they said he was okay. So our guys, and the question is, do you have to use a timeout to get him back in the game? But because of the injury, so we're just asking the officials. Our doctor said he was fine to go. The question was he going to have to be out? And then because I think the injury occurred because of the penalty, they said that he could come back in the game. So
in this case, you spoke about the toughness, but the throws he made, what did you see in terms of the way he played the throws he made?
I thought he made some big-time throws. You know, a couple of those zones coverage. The one right at the end of the first half that he ripped right off the linebacker's ear to Jordan was a big-time throw. You know, and there are throws that he's made since I've been around him. So it was just, you know, I thought what you got is you got, you know, a guy that's just an unbelievable competitor and understands what the game plan was and really took advantage of it.
You talked before about getting Mack on the ball and seeing what he can do after the catch.
I never talked about Mack on getting the ball.
Jeremy,
I know, but I never talked about getting Mack on the ball. So.
Well, you talk about situations where he can get the ball.
Yeah, I said that we hadn't done that yet, but, I mean, it wasn't like we were specifically game planning him for that. So.
Yeah, well, okay.
I don't want to rally him, but.
He caught a variety of catches. I mean, what did Macklin show in this game, especially
that he's a big time receiver, and you know, that's what we knew all along. It just really depends on how people want to play it. And we feel like we're talented at the wideout spot. We feel like we're talented at the tight end spot. We feel like we're talented at the running back spot. So, you know, fortunately for us, if you can shut one phase of our game down, that we're not on the whiteboard trying to draw a play saying, hey, what do we do now? It's just you got to be able to have both. And I think to have both and be balanced like we were is that if you're going to force us to throw it, then not force us to throw it, but we'll take it. You know, we're an equal opportunity team. But if you want to let us take some shots in the pass game, we think we got some guys that can do a good job, and those guys did it today.
The 81-yard touchdown pass to DeSean Jackson. What happened on that play?
I saw Kerry was in the coverage. I don't know what the coverage was, so I don't know if there was supposed to be safety help. So I'd have to get that from Billy. So.
Did you have any conversations with DeSean before?
No, I did not see DeSean today. I saw him on the field, but.
Yeah. What would you think
you meant? Just run out there and kick it. Kick it straight. I mean, I got total confidence in him. I've seen him kick 50-yarders since he's been here, and, you know, it's well within his distance. We always go over pregame, and Coach Phipp goes out there and charts it with the kickers and what distance he's good for and what distance he's not good for. You know, we took a little shot there. I thought we had Selleck, you know, on the pass play. We missed it. So just, you know, trot the kicker out there. It was 3rd and 8, so we knew we were going to throw it in that situation. And we missed the pass to Selleck, so Cody's got to go out and kick a field goal, and that was the difference in the game.
Chip, I know you worry more about Deshaun being a little chatty, but did you hear anything? He was talking a lot to your bench. Was he directing to you?
No, I didn't hear anything from him. I didn't see any of that, to be honest with you.
Talk about the decision to go with Chris Polk as a kickoff return man.
Yeah, Chris, you know, and we were excited just to have Chris back, and how do we get him back into the fold? You know, he's healthy. You know, I asked him if his hamstring was sore after the run, but, I mean, he's healthy. He's a productive player. We need to get him back there. It was kind of a lot of our thoughts, but he got hurt so early in camp, we never really had a chance to get him there. But Coach Phipp would work on him in special teams, and he had a real good feel for what we were trying to do in a return game. And we felt like we were going to be able to get a return on him, that you know, they weren't a team that was kicking it through the end zone. So we felt like we had a pretty good chance in the kick return game to get something going there. So Chris came up big. That was a big big answer for us after that first drive that they had. So
Chip, last week you talked about, you know, in this league you can't keep getting down double digit. But when you've now done it 3 straight weeks, can the team really kind of build on that and feel confident even though they're...
Yeah, I mean, we don't talk about getting down or anything like that. We just talk about playing each possession. I think that's the important thing. It was a strange game just from how many the lack of possessions we had in the first half. Hadn't really been involved in that before. When you answer with a kick return for a touchdown, then the defense goes back out on the field. You know, you're kind of sitting there for a long time, and then we throw our first pass, and Mac takes it you know, it should have been a touchdown, you know, and we got a penalty call, but then we get, you know, it was kind of just a weird up and down kind of game. They were playing, you know, the short ball control passing game. Their quarterback, Kirk, did an outstanding job all day long in trying to take in what our defense gave them. And then it was just tough for us to get on the field. But when we get on the field, you know, you can't say, boy, we wish we were on the field more. So you got to take advantage of it when you're on the field. And I thought offensively, we moved the ball fairly well. We stalled a couple times in the second half. That was disappointing. But overall, for what we had to play with up front, that was a pretty good day.
So. What about Marcus Smith, Matthews, and Acho at inside linebacker?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough really from where I'm standing during the game to kind of see where those guys were. I know Billy and Coach Minner's plan was to rotate Acho and Casey in there, just keep those guys fresh, you know, and then we thought about in the passing situations of when we move Marcus in there that he can give you some help in some nickel situations. And, you know, I didn't see anything glaringly wrong from what they did, but I can't sit here and say they played outstanding either until I really watch the tape tomorrow.
You talked more about the importance of Jason Kelce at the center. Mm-hmm. How confident are you with David Molk throwing him in there in terms of ball protection?
Well, that's who we got, so that's what we got to do. I'm confident Molk knows what's going on. So,
What did Mick do today that he hadn't done in the first 2 weeks?
Well, he won, but he did that in the first 2 weeks also. I just thought he stood in there and threw the football and delivered it on time in a lot of cases. As, you know, we talked about a little bit earlier, that pass he had right at the end of the first half was a huge throw for us. You know, hitting Macklin again down the seam was a big throw for us. And then, you know, taking Biden time a little bit on that last play right there at the end of the game and then zipping it into Casey just made, you know, I think when it was necessary, it came up with some big-time throws. And, you know, we needed every single one of them today, so –